Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult and it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about fighting fair. We all find ourselves in the situation where we're in an argument every now and then. We find ourselves in a conflict, an argument, a fight with someone we care about. A spouse, another family member, a friend, maybe a coworker. But when we find ourselves in an argument, we need to have strategies to fight fair. Too many times, an argument starts and it gets out of control and can really damage relationships, and over time can even destroy relationships. And it's not necessarily because the issues were so overwhelming they couldn't be resolved. It's because the people in the relationships don't know how to resolve issues. They end up fighting in such an unfair manner that they do damage and ultimately could destroy relationships. And so it's perfectly natural to have an argument, to have a disagreement, to get into a fight every now and then. That's going to happen. It's not pleasant necessarily, but it's going to happen in relationships. We're going to find ourselves in conflict. And so we need to have strategies in place in our relationships where we can fight fair, where we can have discussions in a fair way to solve problems and not allow these conflicts, these arguments, to do damage to our relationships. So I found an article recently on NBC.com, and the title of the article was, "Want a Better Marriage? Learn to Fight Fair in 5 Easy Steps." But these steps that were given in the article are not just about marriage. It's about any relationship. If we apply these to any of our relationships, family relationships, friendships, whatever they might be, these are good strategies that can help us in times of conflict to fight fair. And so I'm going to give you 5 strategies that you can bring into your life and into your relationships that will help you resolve conflicts by fighting fair. And the first strategy is to keep your cool. It really does not help to lose your temper. It may feel natural, but it doesn't help. It may be your habit to lose your temper, but it doesn't help. If you want to have good relationships, losing your temper is not a way to do it. We need to learn to keep our cool. And so we might need to take a little time out if we find ourselves getting upset. Take a few minutes to de-escalate. Just let the person know that we're arguing with, "Look, I just need about 5 minutes to clear my head and take a deep breath because I don't want to lose my temper. I really want to resolve this without losing my temper." And so take that 5 minutes, take that little break, take some deep breaths, and don't lose your cool. Now, it doesn't mean you can just storm out and leave the argument altogether, because that leaves the issue unresolved. And unresolved issues tend to keep coming up. And so you have to come back and engage in that discussion. But if you need a little time out, you need to take a break and de-escalate, that's perfectly fine. The goal is to keep your cool. Don't lose your temper. Keep a clear head. Keep things steady so that you can discuss things rationally without blowing up. So the first strategy is to keep your cool. The second strategy is to be polite. Remember, you're in a relationship with this person because you care about them. If they're a friend, they're a family member, a spouse, you care about these people. And so even though you may be angry with them in that moment, if you care about them, at least be polite to them. And a couple of things that are really very polite to do in the midst of an argument is, one, don't interrupt them. One of the things that happens in an argument is people tend to talk at the same time. They get upset and everybody's talking and no one's listening. Don't interrupt them. Let them finish their thought before you speak. And another really important thing, actually listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. As you're not interrupting, listen to what they have to say. Doesn't mean you agree with it, but at least listen to it and let them know you're listening. A nice little trick is to say, you know, what I'm hearing you tell me is, and put it in your own words. Don't just repeat it back as if it was a tape recording, but hear what they're telling you, repeat it back to them in your own words, and you can say, this is what I hear you saying, repeat it back to them, but I disagree with that, and here's why. And then you explain your point of view. At least at that point, they know that you have listened to them. You didn't interrupt them, and you listened to what they had to say. And that's a really polite thing to do. Again, you care about this person. That's why you're in a relationship with them. So show that you care, even when you're angry, even when you're upset and you're in the midst of conflict. Show that you care by being polite. Don't interrupt them. Listen to what they're saying. Show them that you're listening to what they're saying by repeating it in your own words, and then give your point of view. That's a polite conversation, and it's a good way to treat people right, even in times when you're upset with them. The third strategy is to focus on the present issue. This is a big one. So many times we fail to resolve an issue because once we get into an argument, we jump from the present issue to a past issue that we didn't resolve last time. And so then we're fussing about something that happened a month ago or 6 months ago. And then it ends up being a whole list of things that you didn't like that they did for the last 6 months. They didn't like about what you did for the last 6 months. And all the issues that didn't get resolved before because you were jumping around to different issues are now an argument again, and you're not resolving this issue. And the present issue just ends up being another argument later when you jump back to it. It gets to be maddening. And this really takes its toll on relationships. When you're not resolving issues, when you're not coming to agreements on these issues or coming to some sort of resolution, and you keep jumping back into all of these things from the past that were never resolved, it ends up really doing damage to relationships and destroying relationships. Because rather than resolving an issue, you're just arguing all the time about other things rather than the issue at hand, and then arguing over that later rather than that issue at the time. It gets to be a maddening process. So many times people will get into a terrible argument, and the next day someone will say, well, what were you arguing about? I don't know. It just ended up being a lot of things. If you don't know what you're arguing about, how do you expect to resolve anything? But that's what ends up happening, because we've jumped from one issue to another to another to another and never really resolve anything. To fight fair, stick to the issue at hand. Stick to one argument. Stay with that argument. Don't give in to the temptation to jump to something else. Don't throw something out there where you're saying things like, well, what about that time that you did this? Stick to the issue at hand. Don't jump around to a lot of other issues. Those other issues may need to be resolved as well, but find another time to do that. When you're in the midst of an argument, stick to that one issue. We can't solve all the world's problems in one fight. We can't solve everything that ever happened between us in one argument. So just stick to the one issue at hand. If it's important enough to argue over, it's important enough to resolve. It's important enough to stick with. If it's not important enough to stick with, don't start arguing to begin with. If you're having an argument, the way to fight fair is to stick to that one issue. It's not easy when we get emotional, but stick to the one subject. If there's other subjects to be discussed, pick another time and discuss those. But when you're in an argument, stick to the present issue. The fourth strategy is don't lash out. Now, this should go without saying, because if you're keeping your cool and you're being polite and you're focusing on the present issue, then it stands to reason you wouldn't lash out. But some people still need to hear this, because we get in bad habits sometimes, and we will do things like start name calling in the midst of an argument. And we'll use sarcasm, or we'll start mocking someone This is dirty. This is not fighting fair, okay? Name calling, not allowed. It's not allowed in a fair fight. Sarcasm and mocking someone, not allowed in a fair fight. Absolutely no physical violence. That is not allowed under any circumstances, period. Don't lash out. Remember, you care about this person. You're in a relationship with them because you care about them. So act like it. Don't lash out at someone. Again, that should go without saying, but some people really need to hear that. Name calling, sarcasm, mocking, any kind of physical violence, all that is not allowed in a fair fight. If we're going to argue with someone in a fair way and treat them like we care about them, lashing out has no place in a fair fight. We may be tempted, but it just can't happen. And that might be a time, if we start feeling that sense where we're going to lash out at someone, we may need to revert back to the first strategy. Take that little break. De-escalate. Keep your cool. Because the damage that's done in many relationships doesn't even come from the issues we're arguing about. It doesn't come from the things that are causing arguments. People may not even remember what that was, but they'll remember the insult. They'll remember the nasty, sarcastic, biting comment. They'll remember how you mock them. They may not even remember what the issue was that caused the fight, but the insult will stick with them. And so don't lash out. That will do much more damage to a relationship than the fight itself or the issue at hand. Do not lash out. And that's going to be easier to do if you stick to the other strategies of keeping your cool, being polite, and focusing on the issue at hand. Finally, the fifth strategy is be willing to apologize. The best relationships are when people are willing to say, "I'm sorry, I messed up, I was wrong." Asking for, giving, and receiving forgiveness is a crucial element in relationships. None of us are going to be perfect. We're not going to be in relationships with perfect people. We all mess up. And being willing to acknowledge that, being willing to accept responsibility, to apologize, and to change the way we are doing things is crucial to a fair fight. Being willing to say, "I'm sorry," that will take you a long way in a relationship. Being willing to apologize, to take responsibility for the areas in which we're wrong, and to receive that forgiveness, and be willing to give that forgiveness. When you have two people in a relationship that are both willing to apologize, to acknowledge the areas in which they're wrong, those tend to be really good relationships. So we need to put aside our ego sometimes and be willing to say, "I'm sorry." Because the relationship with that person that we care for is more important than us always being right. It's not about being right. It's about caring for one another in a relationship. And so be willing to say, "I'm sorry." And so if we keep our cool, we are polite, we focus on the issue at hand, we do not lash out, and we're willing to apologize, we can resolve some issues. We can have some discussions. We can treat each other right. And we can build some good relationships because we know how to fight fair. You put these strategies in place, it's going to help you. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And, of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.